Today I want to preach on the subject, Daniel's faithfulness to God in old age. And I pray as we come to consider this subject that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts, both saint and sinner alike. There's no doubt that there's a message here for God's people. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. We're not only to be faithful to God, declaring His word when we're young, but also when we're old. We need to continue preaching the truth and telling men their need of Christ. And that's what we have here in Daniel chapter 5. We have Daniel the old man, Daniel the old servant of God, preaching the message that he always preached, being faithful to the word of God and to the cause of Christ. I pray that the message will speak to those in the meeting who are not saved. There's a great warning here for all those in the service without Christ. Belshazzar is a warning to you. You who have heard the gospel for many years and are still unsaved. You who have sat under the sound of the preaching of Christ for many years and you've still found in your sin. I pray that even today that the Lord will take such a dealing with your heart through this passage. And I pray that you will hear the word of God. That you will not close your ears to the truth or switch off. But that God the Holy Ghost will take the word and burn it in your heart today. Because it's the entrance of God's word that giveth light. My friend, you need to be saved. And you need to make your peace with God. And you need to do it today. The days are running out. The years are fast going by. You need to get right with God. And you need to get right with God today. Let's bow in prayer just before we come to preach God's word. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy word. And Lord, it's a word that never changes. We thank thee for that. And O God, we pray as we would seek to expound thy word this Lord's Day, that you would come and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Our Lord, we need that fresh anointing of God upon us this afternoon. Therefore, to this end, I cast myself upon thee. And I pray, Lord, that you might have a word in season for each and every one of us. We thank thee for Daniel, and we thank thee for his faithfulness throughout his life. Even in old age, he remained faithful to God. Oh God, we pray that you'll help us, Lord, to remain faithful to thee until we go home to glory. Oh God, we pray that all our lives, that we might remain steadfast in proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, we pray now that you would come and, Lord, help us and speak to hearts. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. In Daniel chapter 5, Daniel is at least 80 years of age, if not older. Nebuchadnezzar has been dead now for about 23 years. And almost 70 years has passed by since the events which took place in Daniel chapter 1. In Daniel chapter 5, of course, we have the downfall of King Belshazzar. Belshazzar was an ungodly, unrighteous, unholy man. And he was the last king of Babylon to reign before the kingdom of Babylon was conquered by the Medes and the Persians. Indeed, Daniel chapter 5 records the night, not only of Belshazzar's death, but Babylon's downfall. In this chapter, we read about a great feast that Belshazzar had. It was a feast where there was much sin and drunkenness. It was a feast where King Belshazzar blasphemed the name of the God of heaven. And we have read the details of the feast. And they make sad reading indeed. During this great banquet or feast, however, something mysterious happened. Handwriting appeared on the wall before Belshazzar, which caused the king great concern. Indeed, the Bible says that his countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him, so that his knees smote one against another. Of course, when this mysterious handwriting appeared on the wall, the feasting ended. Eventually, Belshazzar called for Daniel. And Daniel, the old servant of God, interpreted the handwriting on the wall. You see, God had a message for King Belshazzar. It was the God of heaven that caused the handwriting at the great banquet. And here we have the Lord speaking to this king. And what a message he had for him. This handwriting was a message from God to the king of Babylon. And Daniel faithfully declared to Belshazzar God's message. Oh, as we have said already, although Daniel is an old man now, 80 years of age plus, he's still a faithful servant of the Lord. And very simply, today, I want you to consider this incident in Daniel chapter 5. And as Daniel, the old prophet, the old preacher, stands before King Belshazzar to interpret this handwriting, I pray that through this message that Daniel gave to the king, that the Lord will speak to your heart and speak to your soul. As I've said, there's a message here for us all, both saint and sinner alike, but especially to those in the meeting who are not saved. My friend, here's a message for you, a message right to your heart. And I pray that God the Holy Ghost will take the message and burn it within your soul. Open up your ears today to receive the word of God. Open up your heart, open up your minds, that you might hear what God has to say to your soul. Because my friend, the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Your days of opportunity are coming to an end. Your days of opportunity, your years of opportunity are coming to an end. Very soon, you will hear your last sermon. And very soon, the writing will be on the wall. And your day of opportunity will be over. And then the day of judgment will surely come. It will. It will surely come. And it will come suddenly. And it will come swiftly. And you'll be lost forever. My friend, that's why you need to get saved today. And that's why you need to turn from your sin even this afternoon. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, that Daniel points out the king's foolishness. That's the first thing that Daniel does here. When you study what Daniel said to Belshazzar, you discover that the king was foolish in two ways. First of all, the king failed to learn from the past. That was his first mistake. And secondly, the king lived as if the present was forever. In Daniel chapter 5, verses 17 to 21, Daniel reminds the king how God had dealt with his father Nebuchadnezzar. How that God had humbled Nebuchadnezzar and removed him from his throne. And Belshazzar was aware of how God had dealt with Nebuchadnezzar. But Belshazzar had refused to heed the warnings of God. And Daniel told the king this. We're not going to read all these verses again, but look at verse 22. And thou, his son, here we have Daniel speaking to Belshazzar. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. In other words, Belshazzar knew all that God had done to Nebuchadnezzar, and yet even with this knowledge, Belshazzar refused to humble himself before God. Instead, he lived in sin, and he lived as if the present was forever. All Belshazzar wanted to do was to live in sin and for the pleasures of the world. Oh, what a fool he was. And although he had seen how God had dealt with Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar refused to listen to the warnings of God. What a fool he was. And Daniel, the old preacher, pointed out to him that he was a fool. That he was a fool. Oh, Daniel was faithful, wasn't he, to the soul of Belshazzar. Friend, if you're not saved today, let us be faithful to your soul. You have a soul that needs to be saved, and you have a soul that will exist for all eternity. You need to heed the warnings of God. How many times has the Lord spoken to you? How many times has the Lord dealt with you? How many times have you sat in meetings like this and you've heard the message of the gospel and yet you have refused to listen to God's precious word? The man who lives as if the present is forever is a fool. The man who fails to heed God's warnings in the past is a fool. You're a fool today if you're not saved. You're a fool today if you think you're going to live forever. You're a fool today if you think that things are not going to change. Now, maybe things haven't changed for many years, but sooner or later, your circumstances will change. But you know, the truth is that things have changed. And I'll tell you one thing that has changed. Your heart is not as soft as it used to be towards the gospel. Your heart today is harder than it was 10 years ago. Your heart today is harder than it was 10 months ago. Your heart today is harder than it was 10 weeks ago. Indeed, your heart is harder today than it was 10 days ago. That's why you need to listen to what God is saying in His Word. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I wonder, am I speaking to someone like that today? And you're living as if there's no hell. You're living as if there's no day of judgment. You're living as if there is no death and no eternity. You're living as if there is no God. That was Belshazzar's attitude. He had no thought about his soul and where his soul was going to spend eternity. He had no thought about the great eternity. And that can be seen. That can be seen clearly in this passage of Scripture. And Daniel pointed that out to him. Daniel says, Belshazzar, you're a fool. For God has spoken to you in the past and you haven't listened. And now all you want to do is to live in sin and for sin. And that can be seen in the great banquet that the king had. He just had no time for God whatsoever. Oh, my friend, let me lovingly, tenderly say to you today, you've got now to come to Christ. You've got now to turn from your sin. It was sin that was keeping Belshazzar away from God. And it's sin that's keeping you away from God. It's sin that's keeping you away from God. That's why men and women refuse to come to Christ today. There's no other reason. No other reason at all. And they can say this and they can put up this excuse and they can pretend that this is the reason. But the bottom line, when you throw away all the self-righteousness, the bottom line is they want to hold on to sin. And that's what happened to Belshazzar. He wanted to hold on to his sin. Well, friend, you can have your sin, but you'll not have heaven. You can have your sin, but you can't have God's salvation. You can have your sin, but you'll also receive the judgment of God. You see, that's the second thing I want you to notice here. Take a look at Daniel chapter 5 again. And you'll notice that Daniel declared the king's judgment. That's the second thing Daniel did. When Daniel interpreted the handwriting on the wall, he declared God's judgment upon King Belshazzar. Look with me there at verse 25. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. God's judgment was threefold. Now this was God's message to Belshazzar. And Daniel here was interpreting the writing on the wall. You know, that's all Daniel had to do. He just had to interpret
God's word. And my friend, that's all I have to do today as I stand in this pulpit. I don't come with my message, or the message of a church, or a message of a denomination, or a message of a presbytery. I come with the message of God. God's word is before us. And God's word tells us clearly that God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. And as Daniel stood before Belshazzar and interpreted this message that was from God for Belshazzar, it was a threefold message. The kingdom of Babylon was doomed. That's what we have in verse 26. In verse 27, King Belshazzar was doomed. And in verse 28, the kingdom of Babylon would be divided between the Medes and the Persians. In other words, God revealed to the king of Babylon what was going to happen to his kingdom after he was dead. In other words, Belshazzar's reign and Belshazzar's life was coming to an end. God said to the king through Daniel, "Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting." Oh, what does this phrase mean? God here is speaking about Belshazzar's spiritual standing before God. In other words, Belshazzar did not measure up to God's standards spiritually. The picture here is of scales of justice, the balances, in which weights are put in each side. In the scales in view here, God has put his righteousness on the one side and Belshazzar's righteousness on the other side. The scales will not balance under those circumstances. Belshazzar's righteousness will not weigh enough. Belshazzar's righteousness is not good enough. And that's what God is telling the old king here. That's what God's telling him. You know, sinner, you and I can never do enough to make ourselves right with God. Our good works, our self-righteousness will never weigh enough to make us acceptable with God. In order for us to make the scales weigh right, we need to have God's righteousness on our side. But how do we get God's righteousness on our side? Well, there's only one way whereby we can get God's righteousness on our side. And the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we receive Christ as our Savior, his righteousness becomes our righteousness before God. As God looks down into this meeting today, as he studies your life and as he judges your life, and as he weighs you in the balance, my friend, are you found wanting? Are you found wanting? That's the only question that you need to concern yourself with today. There's no other question that you need to concern yourself with. As God looks into your heart, and as God weighs you in his balances, are you found wanting? Are you found wanting? Only those who are saved will not be found wanting. Only those who are trusting in Jesus Christ as their Savior will not be found wanting. Only those who are clothed in the righteousness of Christ will not be found wanting. Oh, thank God for God's salvation. And you know, there's so many of us here today, and we can read our title clear to mansions in the sky, and we're going to heaven, and we're not found wanting today. And it's not because there's anything good in us, but because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, and because he has shed his precious blood, and because we are trusting in his finished work alone, and because we have been clothed in his righteousness. Oh, sinner, today God will judge you someday. He will judge you, and you'll be lost forever if you're not clothed in the righteousness of Christ and saved by the grace of God. Listen to what it says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How can the sinner be made acceptable in God's sight? Only by the righteousness of Christ. Only by being covered in the blood of the Lamb. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross. That's why he shed his precious blood, in order to provide eternal salvation
for you and for me. Because God knew that our righteousness, our self-righteousness, our good works, our church going would never get us into heaven. And God devised a plan whereby he would show mercy to hail guilty sinners. And that plan was Calvary. That plan was him sending his only begotten Son into this world to go to the cross and there upon Calvary pay the price of man's redemption. If I'm going to get into heaven, you know why? Because the Lord Jesus has saved me by his grace, and because he has paid the price of my salvation. And thank God, when I'm weighing the balances, I'll not be found wanting. Are you found wanting today? If you're trusting in anything, anything apart from Christ and his finished work, then you're found wanting. My friend, as God weighs you in his divine balances, are you found wanting? If you are, God's judgment will fall upon you someday. You're under the condemnation of God. Just this very moment, if you're not trusting in Christ and you're not clothed in his righteousness, the Bible says you're condemned already. That's what we learn in John chapter 3 and verse 18 to 21. Let me read you those verses. What solemn verses they are. He that believeth on him, that's on the Lord Jesus Christ, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Oh, let me declare unto you today, as Daniel declared unto Belshazzar, you're weighed in the balances of God's divine balances. Are you found wanting? Oh, my friend, that's why this today, this very day, you need to make your peace with God. Is there no concern in your heart at all that you're not ready for heaven? Is there no concern in your heart at all that you haven't made that necessary preparation? Oh, make it today. Make it today. We're dealing here with an event that really happened. You see, that's the wonderful thing about the Bible. The Word of God is truth. There really was a man, a king called Belshazzar. Daniel really lived. And he really lived in Babylon. And he really stood up for God. And he really interpreted the dreams of these ungodly kings. And here we have another example of it. Daniel's the old man now. We have seen him as the young man in his faithfulness. But here he is. He's an old man now. 80 years of age plus. And he's still doing the same job. He's still interpreting God's truth and God's messages to these ungodly kings. And he just interprets what God gives. My friend, let me just interpret what God has said. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you're a sinner and I'm a sinner. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That means that if you die in your sin, you'll be in hell. Because the death spoken of there is eternal death in hell. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That means that if you come and repent of your sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Lord Jesus will save you, and when you come to die, you will go to heaven. That's the interpretation of the gospel. That's the simple interpretation of God's word. But Jesus said, ye must repent and believe. Repent ye and believe. Have you repented today? That means turning away from your sin. That means leaving your sin behind you. And that means by faith trusting in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you upon the cross. Simple, isn't it? So simple that men miss it. My friend, I believe that if you miss it, it is not because you don't understand it. It is because you have chosen not to want it. You don't want it. You don't want the gospel. Because if you had any concern about your soul at all, you would turn to the Lord today. Now, take a look with me at Daniel chapter 5 again. And I want you to notice something else here. I want you to notice, thirdly, Daniel's witness of the king's downfall. Daniel witnessed the king's downfall here. Look with me there at verse 30. In that night, this is after Daniel told the king he was a fool for not coming and trusting the God of heaven. This was after he gave the interpretation of the handwriting on the wall. Look what it says in verse 30. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. All that God said came to pass. Indeed, it happened that very night, and Daniel was a witness to it. Daniel saw it happen. Daniel saw the downfall of the kingdom of Babylon. He was there as a witness. And he witnessed the death of Belshazzar. And he hadn't too long to wait, because it happened that very night. That same night. My friend, learn three things about God's judgment. God's judgment is sure. God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. God's judgment is sure. God's judgment is swift. Because that very night, before Belshazzar sobered up, before he sobered up from his drinking, God had judged him, and he was out into eternity. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke. And of course, the last thing that we learn about the judgment was this, that God's people will be witnesses to God's judgment. Just as Daniel witnessed the downfall of King Belshazzar and the kingdom of Babylon, so the saints of God at the end of time will witness the downfall of Satan and his kingdom. Indeed, if we read the book of Revelation, we haven't got the time to turn to the passages today, but you take the time to read the book of Revelation, and you will see that when the Antichrist is finally destroyed and the enemies of the gospel are finally destroyed, the hosts of heaven will be witnesses to it. Just turn over, I'll turn you to one reference in Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 to 6. Listen to these words. And of course, the book of Revelation is a book about end times. What's going to happen at the end of this world? Look what it says in verse 19. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, or Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. God's judgments will all come to pass. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and forever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! Or Hallelujah! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise in God! Praise our God! All ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, or Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. O child of God, you and I are on the winning side, and we ought to take great encouragement from that. We know the final chapter of this world's history, and it makes good reading as far as the child of God is concerned. For someday we will reign with Christ forever and forever and forever. We will see the downfall of Antichrist and his system. We will. Oh, my friend, do you want to be a part of that system that falls in judgment in the last days? Come to Christ today. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. You're either serving the Lord or serving the devil. You're either in the family of God or in the family of hell. You need to seek the Lord today. Very soon the writing will be on the wall. Very soon God will write your last chapter. And you'll have nothing to say about it. Not one thing will you say about it. And you'll get up in the morning like normal, just like Belshazzar. And you'll plan your day. And you'll plan your day of sin. But all of a sudden God will step in. And God will say, thou art weighed in the balances. And you're found wanting. My friend, don't be found wanting today. Come to Christ. Trust Him as your Saviour. Thank God there's provision has been made for the saving of your soul. But you've got to step out for Christ. You've got to trust Him. The Lord Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the promise of the Saviour. All that come to me, the Lord says, He will receive. That's the wonderful promise of the Bible. My friend, will you come today? Child of God, let us remain faithful to the day that we go home to glory. Whether we're 8 or 80 or older, let us stay true to this book. Because when the final chapter is written, or when the final chapter comes to pass, because the final chapter has been written, when the final chapter comes to pass, thank God, you and I will see the downfall of all the enemies of the gospel. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee today for the challenge of thy word. O God, we thank thee for thy mercy. We realize, Lord, that you were merciful to Belshazzar, but he refused your mercy. You spoke to him. Lord, even before the handwriting was on the wall, you spoke to him through Nebuchadnezzar. You spoke to him through past events, but he refused to listen to your speaking voice. He just wanted to live in the present, and he thought the present was forever. Oh, what a fool he was. That very night, not only was his kingdom going to be taken off him, but that very night, his soul was going to be required of him. Oh God, I pray that you'll open up the eyes of men and women in this province of ours, in this congregation, in our families, that you would open up eyes to see the judgment they're heading towards, that great day of judgment. Oh God, may everyone in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church be prepared for that day. And Lord, if they're not, may they make preparation this day. For it's in Jesus' precious, precious.